wins more because he's such a great tactician. And maybe there's teams like really bad at it, like the Browns. But I did a study, guys, went back 6 years, and like in any given year, there's a bunch of teams that win or lose games disproportionately by one score. So if you just look at the close games, they're 4-1, 1-4, whatever. But if you go back year 2, year 3, year 4, and keep adding up the years, there were only three teams that had an extreme result. One was the Patriots, and I only went back 6 years. Forget about going back more. Patriots on the positive, the Browns and the Chargers playing each other on the negative. So you could say 6 years isn't enough, and maybe it all evens out, or you could say with a vast majority of teams, close games are coin flips.
Well, we're on the same side of that one. I have some Pittsburgh in my pocket as well, and I think that close game thing is a really good point. Not even the series history. I just think Cincinnati's so fortunate to be sitting at 4-1 right now. You mentioned New England. Let's see if we're on the same side of this one as well. Sunday Night Football, another one of the big games of the week. Patriots hosting the red-hot Kansas City Chiefs.
Awesome. I'll go through this one quick because I want to ask you guys a quick question before you got to run. I'm going to watch this one. On one hand, I think the fact it's 3.5, the market's telling us the Pats are better than KC. I'm not sure about that. But, boy, KC's defense is bad. And there is a stat ESPN put out that I tweeted I thought was outstanding. Quarterbacks younger than 25 playing in New England during the regular season are 0-23 straight up. Last time a young quarterback like Mahomes won in New England was 2001. Doesn't mean he won't win, but, boy, I don't want to bet on Kansas City. At 3, I consider New England, but not at 3.5. Let me ask you guys a question. On our podcast with Fezzik, I offered him this proposition. Give me the Raiders minus 13.5. So this is a pleaser-type bet, and I'm going to want big money line. Right? I'm going to want a big money line payout. What would you give me booking me if I am willing to lay Raiders minus 13.5?
Wow.
Leaned right in. I thought you were confident. I thought you had a number.
No, I was just what are you going with, Case?
I think it's all right,
so minus 13.5.
And I'm a 3-point dog in the game.
Yeah, plus 650?
Okay, interesting.
I was thinking plus 600.
All right, mathematically, if you go back and find all 3-point dogs, how often they win by 14 or more, they win 10% of the time. Fezzik gave me 14-1.
Wow.
Yeah, so Fezzik's the best I've ever met, and it's not even close coming up with odds like instantly, but I got him on this one. So Raiders, I bet 100 to win 1,400 on the podcast. If Raiders, and here's the thing, if you have history saying 10%, the reason I like it is London is such a high variance place. Teams come, there's more blowouts in London than anywhere because there's so many factors that typically don't affect an NFL game. So I think I got a juicy bet.
Sounds great. I think I might even take, even if he adjusted the line a little bit, I think I may hit him up and ask for 10-1 or something.
I actually would bet more at 10-1.
Interesting. Maybe I can find out what I can lay to do the plus 13.5.
Well, see, we go no big line, right? Because we don't like bookies. I know you have your bookies on. I'm not blaming you, but the bookies are the enemy.
Okay, that's fair enough. All right. Well, RJ is not the enemy. Follow him on Twitter at RJ in Vegas. Pregame.com is the site straight out of Vegas. Over on Fox Sports Radio, the podcast, just so much more. RJ, you're all over the place. We thank you for spending some time with us.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Thanks, guys.
RJ Bell, follow him up on Twitter at RJ Vegas. We'll come back. Big Five time.
Cofield and Company will be back in 90 seconds. Keep it here on ESPN Las Vegas.
Sign up today for a new William Hill Mobile Sports account and you can earn up to a $50 bonus. The William Hill Mobile Sports app allows you to bet on the go from any iPhone, iPad, or Android device from anywhere in Nevada. With the largest wagering menu, the mobile sports app features live in-play betting on football, baseball, basketball, hockey, soccer, and tennis. You can fund your mobile account at over 350 locations including PT's, Sierra Gold, SG Bar, Sean Patrick's Pub, and 7-Elevens throughout Nevada. For more information, visit williamhill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
The bait was so tempting. Free trip, gifts, then you got hooked by the sales pitch, bought the timeshare, and you've regretted it ever since.
The maintenance fees kept increasing, and we just didn't want to deal with it anymore.
It was not anything like what they showed us when we bought the timeshare.
Timeshares aren't a day at the lake. They're all catch and no release. Unless you talk to Resort Release, we can release you from that timeshare legally and permanently. A-plus rated by the BBB. A 100% money-back guarantee, and our clients' five-star reviews tell the story.
You kept us informed the entire time. There was never anything hidden. Absolutely wonderful.
Be the one that got away before 2019 maintenance fees are due. Call now for a free consultation. 888-308-5955. 888-308-5955. Or resortrelease.com. They catch, we release. Resort Release. 888-308-5955. 888-308-5955. Or resortrelease.com. Call now.
ESPN Radio 1100 and 100.9 FM is KWWN Las Vegas, K265EZ.
It's Cofield and Company.
Oh yeah, give me your booze. I am nourished by your hatred.
With Adam Hill.
With the things I've done in my life.
Oh, I know I'm going to burn in hell. So I sure as shit ain't afraid to burn here on earth.
No, God, please, no. 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 No.
On ESPN Las Vegas.
Oh, my goodness. That's the most badass thing I've ever heard.
Final hour of the week here, Cofield and Company. Steve Cofield will be back next week. You can hear him on the Rebel broadcast tomorrow. If you're looking for the baseball game, it's over on 1340. So go check that out. As soon as we're done, you can go listen to the baseball game over there. But I know you're going to want to stay tuned right now because it's Big Five time.
Battle Born Injury Lawyers presents the Big Five at Five. Number five.
All right, Case Kiefer from The Sun joins us today on the show, and I had to put this one at number five because it involves your beloved Miami Heat. Are you still a Heat fan?
God bless Pat Riley. Am I still a Heat fan? I'm about to leave from your trolling.
I thought once LeBron left, you were done.
Oh my. I'm out of here. No Big Five for me anymore.
So you are still a Heat fan. You are one of the only Heat fans I knew before LeBron was there. So this story is interesting. First of all, Jimmy Butler is a lunatic. He's insane right now. It's hilarious in every way. I love it. But the Timberwolves are looking for a trade partner to ship Jimmy Butler out. Do you want Jimmy Butler on the Heat?
Yeah, why not?
Well, he's crazy.
Exactly. But
he's basically the Kanye of the NBA.
The Heat aren't winning the NBA title, so why not? Like, I might not even follow him as closely as I have every other year because there's just nothing to be excited about. At least he's going to give some excitement. It's a wild card every day. You don't know what's going to happen with this guy.
Yeah, he's the Kanye of the NBA,
exactly,
of course.
So why not invite him to the Heat?
Do you want him, even though he clearly, which I learned yesterday and I'm still stunned by, is like best friends with Mark Wahlberg?
I didn't hear that
it's
part.
The
That's a
weirdest
strike against
friendship.
Him. I haven't followed this as closely as I've wanted to, so I've missed out on some of the details. Like, him and Mark Wahlberg?
Well,
I don't know about that. That's a little bit of a red flag.
The Chicago media is saying Mark Wahlberg ruined Jimmy Butler, and he completely changed after he started hanging out with him. And when I read that, I was like, what are they going to a concert every once in a while? Like, no, they're like best friends. There's like pictures all over the place of Jimmy Butler like holding Mark Wahlberg's kids, and he goes to their sporting events. It's very weird. It's a very bizarre friendship. But because I think Mark Wahlberg's like 50. It's very weird. Either way, Jimmy Butler may be on his way to Miami. They're at least one of the trading partners, and it's where Butler apparently wants to go. So I don't blame him. Miami's a cool place to play.
Despite the fact that he says, all I want to do is win. If all you want to do is win, why do you want to play for the Heat or the Clippers or the Knicks?
All he wants to do is go party. That's what he wants to do.
Okay.
It's fun.
Translation.
I wonder, are Wahlberg's houses in, maybe he'd go to the Celtics too, like Boston, LA, and Miami?
He'll probably follow Jimmy Butler's like his Ted.
Wherever he goes. But so here's the story that came out involving this trade. Apparently, the Heat and the Timberwolves came to an agreement on a trade for Jimmy Butler. The deal was going to be Josh Richardson, Deion Waiters for cap filling purposes and a protected first round pick for Jimmy Butler. The medicals were exchanged. This is according to George Sedano, radio guy who's down in Miami. Medicals were exchanged. Usually once the medicals get exchanged, like, that's it. Done deal. Here's the medicals. We're making the trade. Apparently, after that was all done, Thibodeau called Riley back, and he's like, yeah, you know what? We actually need more picks. This is after the deal had already been agreed to. He's like, yeah, we need some more picks. We're not getting enough for him in this case. And apparently, Pat Riley just said back to him, you mother blanker, and hung up.
Love it. I didn't think I could love Pat Riley anymore. Here's the ridiculous thing. I don't think you got into... There were long negotiations, as there is for any trade, and Josh Richardson was a sticking point. The Heat really liked the guy. I really like him, too. They didn't want to give him up. Finally, Pat Riley, who's known as like the strong arm, always gets his way executive, he finally relented and gave Thibodeau and the Timberwolves what they want. You don't insult Pat Riley like that, but then you get him to cave. The deal's basically done, and then you're going to ask him for more? That shouldn't work with any GM, let alone Pat. Like, do you think Pat Riley's an idiot? Pat Riley must have felt like Tom Thibodeau thought he was senile. So I am totally in defense of Pat Riley's actions. I think on principle, no way you throw anything else in.
Do you like this trade, though?
Like I said, I don't think it really matters for the Heat right now. I like Josh Richardson, but I don't think he's going to be like a core guy of a championship team. Don't want to see him leave. I would take the trade, but I'll have it not go through for Pat Riley's honor.
There you go. Number four.
Number four.
I don't know why. I do that every time, by the way. Every time I'm in, when we're done with one and we're moving on to the next, I'll say number four, even though the sound is going to say number four afterwards. I just have to point and she'll play it, but for some reason I always decide I have to say it.
Really rings at home that way.
I'll see if I can figure out not doing that for the next couple. But number four, we've talked about it before. Tiger Phil, the pay-per-view. It's going down Thanksgiving weekend, the match play event here at Shadow Creek in Vegas. We saw the report the other day. There's going to be no tickets for sale, which sucks for people out on the course. We had heard a pay-per-view price somewhere between $20 and $30. It looks like they have indeed settled at $25. I saw people making the argument, hey, it's a good deal. UFC and boxing pay-per-views are $60 and $70. Don't compare that.
Are Tiger and Phil going to punch each other? Because then I'll pay the $25.
And then afterwards, Tiger's going to go into the crowd and fight somebody?
Is that the only reason that you would be interested in watching it?
No, I'm definitely interested, but My biggest holdup doesn't have anything to do with the prices. Why do they have to schedule it now? That's like one of my favorite sports weekends to begin with.
It is a great sports.
I'm not going to carve time out of my schedule to watch.
I am.
Of course you are.
I'm in.
Two oldsters.
But I need to find somebody. Links. Yeah, I need to find somebody else that's doing it, and I can just pay my shit. I don't want to do it at my house. I don't want
10 people
coming
over. And you get there on your $250.
Yeah, everybody throws $250.
Casa de Hill.
First of all, I'll say this also. Everybody Zells each other. That is a big thing in our group of friends. I'm obsessed with Zelling people. Do you know this, Chrissy?
Zelling?
Do you know how to Zell?
I don't.
Oh. Expect to start getting some dollars from Adam, at least.
Okay.
You're going to make money.
I just randomly send people dollars all the time.
Ooh.
Because I'm trying to get people into Zell. I love Zell so much better than Venmo or anything else. So I just randomly send people dollars.
Zellin. I'm just Zellin.
If we can Zell this and do another one of our kind of group traditions and like prop bet every hole, then I might be in.
And, we should.
And have an eating competition tied into it.
That's usually just one of our dumb friends getting drunk and like eating a whole can of something.
And then challenging another friend who will inevitably pull out.
Back down? Yeah. Now they're roommates, so that could be very fascinating. But yes, enough of our ridiculous nonsense friends. But yeah, I think this is, it's probably too, first of all, it should be on a network. They should be getting paid to put it on somewhere and just watch it. If you're going to do pay-per-view, I get it, because I think if you're going to pay 10, you're probably going to pay 20 or 25. I don't think the price is disqualifying. I think anybody that was going to buy it, no matter what the price was, is going to buy it for $25. It just feels like a lot to watch a match play, golf match between two old guys.
Yeah.
I wish I was more interested in this, but it's just not doing it for me.
Would you be if you could go to the course and watch it live?
Not this weekend. I just keep coming back to the weekend. I'm such a big college football guy. This is the last full college football weekend. I want to be grinding away on college football boards, not looking at two aging golfers for $25. I don't know. I'm out.
Okay. That's fair enough. I'll probably be watching it somewhere, but you're right. It's going to be a secondary. Even if I purchase it, it'll be like a secondary viewing. It'll be on like the second TV. And we'll just check it out. And then maybe if it gets close to, like, you know, you're down to the last three holes and it's close, yeah, then you're tuning in all out. But you're right, there's a lot of other things going on that weekend.
Number three.
All right, I kind of love this story because Joe Flacco has been lining up at wide receiver a lot this year. It's part of kind of the new, you know, you've seen it with teams running the Wildcat and that sort of thing. A lot of teams line up their quarterback out wide. And then you watch, and so often you see the quarterback who's lined up at receiver just stand there. Now, I get it on some level because you don't want him to get hurt. If he starts trying to block, he could get hurt. Like, I'm sure there's, on some level, the coaches are like, just don't do anything. Don't get involved. We don't need you. You just stay out of the way. That's what your job is. But apparently, Joe Flacco, who has been lining up at wide receiver a lot, has really just been doing absolutely nothing at all. And so his wife told him, you have to at least look like you're doing something. At least try. She's even noticing how much he's doing nothing.
You love this story. I actually hate it because I've loved watching, like you said, a lot of quarterbacks split out, but at least they kind of feign to care. Joe Flacco doesn't even do that. He's just the ultimate. You can tell he's just rolling his eyes, being, why do I have to do this? So what is his wife's deal? Does she not like fun? She's like the Grinch of the NFL. She's taken away one of the great moments we have multiple times a week when Joe Flacco splits out. I think she should be loving it. I think everyone should love
but
it.
But I do feel on some level she might be right. Like,
Of course she's right, but she's probably the only person that can make him change. Now he's going to change and we're going to be deprived of that.
But we might see something better, which is Joe Flacco running routes.
No.
Or Flacco at least blocking. Like, do something. I think that might be more fun than him just standing there disinterested.
The Ravens have said that if teams do not cover Joe Flacco, they will throw him the ball.
Right.
I think he will.
You have to say that. They're not throwing him the ball.
They might.
Absolutely not. Really? They're gonna throw him the ball and have him try to make a move on somebody?
No, I think he wouldn't even try to catch it.
Okay, well, that's fair too. I would think you're saying if nobody's lined up on him, then Lamar Jackson just stands up and fires it out to him.
Wide receiver screen.
They're not doing that. And then I think you would just go as far as you can and then run out of bounds if there's nobody covering you.
I guess so.
I think that's what you would do.
3 or 4 yards, even if no one's in his vicinity.
Can you slide as a receiver? I've never seen one try it.
Mm. Is he a defenseless quarterback at that point?
No. He's a defenseless receiver. I don't think he can.
True. How did I miss part of the story that I don't remember in 2013 where they used the Wildcat?
Yeah, Tyrod.
I know, I remember that, but I don't remember him getting all bent out of shape about that and calling it a high school offense.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember that at all.
It was great.
I was losing my memory.
Annoyed because I was like, yeah, he's better than you are, Flacco. Stinks. But yes, he did have a problem with it before. But now, yeah, he's just kind of letting it go with Lamar Jackson out there. And his wife said, honey, do something. Don't just stand there disinterested. We'll see if he listens.
Number two.
Okay. This was a big joke for a lot of people the other day. A lot of people were very into laughing at the Nashville Predators. First of all, Kawhi was even laughing at how ridiculous they are. The hanging of banners is kind of a ridiculous thing anyway. Like, just put them up there. You don't, these ceremonies to hang them are just obnoxious. But the Predators had theirs. And yes, I know. The Golden Knights did that last week. I'm aware.
And they didn't get too ceremonial.
They really didn't. And I applaud that. The Predators did. They had a big ceremony. They raised 3 banners from last year. Yes, 3. The President's Trophy, which, okay, that's, you know, most points in the entire league. That's fine. Central Division Champs. Okay. I mean, I get it. You win the division, you're going to hang a banner. But then they also hung a Western Conference regular season champion banner, which President's Trophy already covers that. Like, we know.
That's not even a real thing.
It's not a real thing.
I think they're ridiculous to hang the banner to begin with, but if you insist on hanging this banner to commemorate that, why not just put number one seed? There's no regular season championship.
Do something. This is ridiculous. People had a lot of fun at their expense, mocking them, saying how stupid it was. I mean, it is stupid. And they had to have known that it was stupid. I don't know why they thought it was a good idea, but they've been mocked relentlessly, no question about it. But at least they're now having some fun with it. Because they sent out a tweet today that said, "We raised even more banners." And they sent this out. They have one banner, Nashville Predators, hottest chicken in the NHL. Nashville Predators, coldest building in Nashville. The team sent this out.
Drone, I don't like it. You're not telling me they weren't going to do this if they didn't get all this criticism.
Of course.
They're trying to salvage it. Don't let them salvage it.
Of course they are. They also sent out, which I have been making this case on the air, and I don't think people believe me or knew, Nashville, regular season bachelorette party capital of the NHL. Nashville is the bachelorette party capital of the U.S.
They call it Nash Vegas.
Yes, they do. I've talked about this before. It is bachelorette party after bachelorette party. It is the place to go on vacation.
Yeah, they have to name it after our city, Nash Vegas.
Indeed. Everybody does.
I'm not sold.
I like Nashville.
I've been to Nashville a few times, had good times.
It's an awesome city. Nash Vegas, you mean?
But I'm not letting them off. I'm not letting them off the hook for this.
You know that Manchester, New Hampshire goes Manch Vegas?
Ugh. It's almost as bad as Stark Vegas, Mississippi.
Yes.
All these are terrible.
Everybody just wants to be Vegas. First of all, you've been to Starkville, haven't you?
No, I've never been to Starkville. I've been to Oxford a few times. Ugh. Where Ole Miss is way better from what I hear.
Do you think Starkville's anything like Vegas?
No, it's probably... Maybe that's... I think it's partly like tongue-in-cheek. It's got to be like the most 180 of almost anywhere in the country.
They probably still have like some similarities, like weather and... fast food restaurants.
Okay. I don't even.
Nighttime.
Now you're stretching like the Predators.
Nighttime. Now. Everybody has nighttime.
Air.
We really don't have nighttime here. I don't know if that one's gonna fly. But yes, the banners are up in Nashville. They've got like 20 of them now, including hottest chicken and coldest building in Nashville. Good for them. Good for them. Good for them making fun of it a little bit?
Oh, you're saying no.
If they get bachelorette capital of the U.S. because they name themselves Nash Vegas, then we get a piece of the hottest chicken because their flagship chicken place, Hattie B's, just opened at the Cosmo. So I guess we're half of the hottest chicken in the NHL as well.
Good knowledge there. I didn't even know that.
This is frustrating.
First of all, there's no way you're eating hot chicken.
Oh, I love hot chicken. Yeah, I love spicy stuff.
What?
Ooh, don't get Adam started on
spicy.
Yeah,
I know.
I'm out on spicy. You don't eat anything, though.
I'm picky, but I'm not entirely picky. I love spicy stuff.
That's so weird. I think I would think spicy stuff would be the first thing people would eliminate if they don't like certain things. Nah. It's the most eliminatable kind of food.
Oh, it's delicious.
Ugh, it's terrible. First of all, what is hot chicken? It's just spicy?
Yeah, very, very spicy.
Yeah, I'm out.
It would be your nightmare.
Can you get like a mild hot chicken?
I think so, but the mild is even still like what you would normally think is spicy somewhere else.
Yeah, I'm out.
It's Cofield and Co.
Number one.
All right, number one, we mentioned you can listen to the playoff game over on our sister station, Fox Sports 1340. Playoffs in full gear with the league championship series getting underway. Four teams remaining. Case, who is the last one standing?
Dodgers.
Wow. That was easy.
I've been thinking about it a lot. I feel like this is one of the first years I can remember. If you ask like 10 baseball fans, what's the World Series matchup going to be? I feel like everyone's on Astros-Dodgers. I think 9 out of 10 say that. I feel like one of them is going to lose, and I have much more faith in the Red Sox, who were just as good as the Astros all year. I don't think the Brewers are beating the Dodgers. Give me the Dodgers over the Red Sox.
Does it change your mind that the Dodgers didn't score in the first and Lorenzo Cain is already on second with nobody out?
I did not know that. It would have been nice to have that information. Yeah. Maybe I would have gone Red Sox, but that's certainly a tilt at 0.0%.
Now, I will say, I believe that he was just a slip of his mind, but we had Chase and Treve in earlier, and we were breaking down the playoffs a little bit, and he said, "Oh man, Red Sox are great." He said, "Astros are great, Brewers are great." And that was it. I think he just forgot. I don't think he was making a statement that the Dodgers weren't great, but that was the one team that he didn't mention.
See, I'm going contrarian with the Dodgers.
Fair enough. If you had to pick AL or NL, you would go Dodgers, or would you like the group out of the AL?
No, I would take the AL because I think the Astros Red Sox series is about a coin flip, and I think that you could make the. I would definitely take the AL. The Brewers are the clear four here. Not to say they can't win. It's baseball. Anything can happen in a seven-game series. But I would go AL, even though if you're pinning me down on one team, I'm taking the Dodgers.
Here's one of my favorite stats that I have ever seen in my entire life. And I just because I love Bartolo Colon so much. You know that the four managers that are still remaining in the playoffs, they all made their major league debut sometime between July of 97 and August of 99. So over that two-year stretch, they all made their debut. Somehow, Bartolo Colon was before any of them.
That is insane.
Bartolo Colon, who's still pitching.
He debuted, I'm looking at your dates here, on my little brother's fifth birthday. My brother now has worked at the Sun out here with me. After 6 years in college, he spent 6 years at the University of Alabama. He's worked here for 3 years. Bartolo Colon debuted on his fifth birthday.
Isn't 6 years at Alabama like a year at any other school?
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide roll.
Bartolo Colon, April 4th, 1997. I was finishing up my senior year of high school. And Bartolo Colon made his debut.
Big
That's
sexy.
Insane. That is completely insane. Before any of the guys that are managing still in the playoffs. Crazy, crazy stat. But that will do it. Big five on the other side. Going to get into some of the NFL games this week. I have some picks from Cofield, some picks from McKinnell. We'll go through some of them. And me and Case will break down some of ours as well.
Join the conversation on Twitter at ESPN Las Vegas.
Hey, it's JT the Brick. I'm from New York. I know great pizza, Grimaldi's. The best pizza I ever had. It's perfect to satisfy those football Sunday cravings. Check it out. The world famous Grimaldi's Pizzeria.
Interstate batteries are some of the longest lasting car batteries in the business. And you can find those long lasting batteries at over 100,000 locations across the nation. And yet, we recycle even more batteries than we sell. Why? Because we don't just want to get you going. We want to make sure where you're going remains worth getting to. Interstate Batteries, the nation's number one car battery recycler.
I called you, Sonny. You came a-running, shining and singing, fixed all my plumbing. I joined the Sunshine Club and you saved me, pulled in the driveway as I hung up my phone. Unclogged all the drains, fixed all the leaks, softened the water and repaired the sink. Sonny, you're the plumber for me, set me free.
The happiest plumbers on the face of the earth are the plumbers at thesunnyplumber.com. The Sunny Plumber is growing nationwide, and our executives are promoted from within. Sunny Plumbers receive executive training so they can become general managers in charge of their own city. Sunny Plumbers get the job done quickly, and they get the job done right. No fuss, no muss, no song and dance. That's the Sunny way. Do you know a plumber like that? Call that plumber. Tell them what you heard and change their life. Go to thesunnyplumber.com.
Sunny is the plumber for me. Set me free.
License number NSCP 79415.
Sign up today for a new William Hill Mobile Sports account and you can earn up to a $50 bonus. The William Hill Mobile Sports app allows you to bet on the go from any iPhone, iPad, or Android device from anywhere in Nevada. With the largest wagering menu, the mobile sports app features live in-play betting on football, baseball, basketball, hockey, soccer, and tennis. You can fund your mobile account at over 350 locations, including PT's, Sierra Gold, SG Bar, Sean Patrick's Pub, and 7-Elevens throughout Nevada. For more information, visit williamhill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
The bait was so tempting. Free trip, gifts, then you got hooked by the sales pitch, bought the timeshare, and you've regretted it ever since.
The maintenance fees kept increasing, and we just didn't want to deal with it anymore.
It was not anything like what they showed us when we bought the timeshare.
Timeshares aren't a day at the lake. They're all catch and no release. Unless you talk to Resort Release, we can release you from that timeshare legally and permanently. A-plus rated by the BBB. A 100% money-back guarantee, and our clients' five-star reviews tell the story.
You kept us informed the entire time. There was never anything hidden. Absolutely wonderful.
Be the one that got away before 2019 maintenance fees are due. Call now for a free consultation. 888-308-5955. 888-308-5955. Or resortrelease.com. They catch, we release. Resort Release. 888-308-5955. 888-308-5955. Or resortrelease.com. Call now.
I wish dating was as easy as finding a vehicle at Findlay Kia. No pressure, no hassles, just straightforward answers and complimentary popcorn. Findlay Kia is the highest rated Kia dealer in Las Vegas. For the best customer care, come see a Kia. Findlay Kia.
Miller Lite, along with Terrible Herbst, is your headquarters for all your football game day essentials. Pick up your snacks and an ice-cold 18-pack of Miller Lite just in time to catch all the action. Miller Lite and Terrible Herbst are sending you to Kansas City to see them take on Oakland December 30th. Stop by the Miller Lite Game Day Flyaway display at participating Terrible Herbst. Text in the short code, and you and a guest could be flying to Kansas City to catch the game, including hotel and airfare. For complete rules, go to lvsportsnetwork.com. It's a game day flyaway, powered by Miller Lite, Terrible Herbst, and Findlay Chevrolet, home of the... Woo! The Vegas Golf and Craft Beer Festival returns October 12th and 13th to the Las Vegas Golf Center across from Town Square. Demo the latest clubs, get amazing deals on equipment and merchandise, sample some great craft beers, and get a free round of golf. Go to golffestshows.com for details.
Hey, it's JT the Brick. I'm from New York. I know great pizza, Grimaldi's. The best pizza I ever had. It's perfect to satisfy those football Sunday cravings. Check it out. The world-famous Grimaldi's Pizzeria.
Hey guys, have you been hearing about low T and testosterone therapy? Testosterone is the cornerstone of a man's health. After age 30, we may lose about 2% of our testosterone each year. This causes us to lose energy, get fatter, lose sex drive, and disrupts our sleep. We think we are just getting old when that feeling is really caused by low T. Universal Men's Clinic has local medical providers specializing in restoring your testosterone. We have had success with many patients.
Our medical staff will monitor every step of your progress, evaluating your blood levels and symptoms. Within a few weeks, many patients have reported more natural energy and a better sex drive. Within a few months, many active patients report stronger bodies and the physical performance of their younger days.
Call Universal Men's Clinic at 702-430-6994. That's 702-430-6994. Or visit universalmensclinic.com.
Look in that mirror right now. You like what you see? The scraggly beard, the ear and nose hair forest? Ugh, clean it up. Hit my joint, Swagger Men's Grooming. It's Steve Cofield. I get my haircut and beard trimmed at Swagger. You should too. The ladies of Swagger can take care of you. Haircuts, beard trims, face shaves, hair color, and waxing. I got the full service with the creams, the lotion, the works. Plus, they can clean up your schnoz and ears. Swagger Men's Grooming, Coronado Center and Eastern. Walk in and swagger out.
Kane is in the building.
It's Cofield and Company.
Speaking about the Giants organization from a collective position, they are so pathetic, they are so awful, they are so reprehensible as a football team right now. Let's put this in perspective. They have Saquon Barkley, who's an absolute stud. He's special. They have a guy like Odell Beckham Jr. as a wide receiver who is considered one of the elite talents in all of football. Sterling Shepard is no scrub. Evan Engram is no scrub. And we are calling the New York Giants pathetic. There are at least 25 teams in the National Football League that would be title contenders if they had Saquon Barkley and Odell Beckham Jr. on the squad at the same time. The Giants has both of them and still are sorry. That's all you need to know about the Giants.
Stephen A. really breaking it down for you. Not happy with the rest of the Giants team.
Always ass.
Exactly. That's what he's really thinking about. Nothing about football at all. Why does he like Saquon Barkley?
I'm a bottom feeder.
Exactly. Speaking sure. Usually this is the time where Steve Cofield and Ryan McKinnell and Chrissy go through their picks for the week. They are not here. Well, Chrissy's here. No Ryan. You heard him early in the morning. No Steve Cofield. As we said, he is up in Utah. We have their picks. We'll go through them. Let Chrissy give her plays as well. Me and Case, I'll let Case give plays. I will just kind of comment on the games. Certainly you can hear Sunday morning from the Westgate. We'll break down my plays there and give the best bet of the week. It's been valuable for those that have tuned in. 4-1 so far on the best bet on Sunday mornings. We'll see if we can keep that going. And come join us at the Westgate. It's the best place in town to watch football. Football Central at the Westgate. 1,500 seats, free to get in, smoke-free environment, and the Dodgers just took a lead. Look how smooth that was.
Yeah.
Transition right to it. Manny Machado, who Steve said was a ridiculous acquisition, paying dividends.
Speaking of ridiculous, can I just make one general observation? I am in shock right now. I don't know. We need like a mathematician in here. We're about to read Ryan's picks. I run a weekly column on LasVegasSun.com, picking every game, different confidence levels. Ryan sent over 14 picks. I have double-checked 3 times to make sure. All 14 picks he sent are the opposite side that I chose in this week's talking points.
That actually...
Did he literally look at my column and fade every single one?
Now, he accuses us, which you'll find this funny. Every week, he accuses me and Steve of just listening to his pick and then taking the other side. But it's really just that he is opposite of a lot of
my column is time stamped. Ran Thursday 2 a.m. So there is no me going against him. He literally 14 for 14. We're on the different side of every single game. I don't even know. Like the odds in that have to be 1 in hundreds of thousands, a million. Incredible.
I would think so. Yeah, for sure.
Okay,
it's 50-50.
All
right, so we already know which side of games you'll be on and he'll be on. Just be the opposite. So far, the records, we will read them. Ryan is actually above 500, 28-24 so far on the year.
Ooh, I'm beating him,
Steve Cofield, 31-24, so a couple of games ahead. Chrissy, not so good. We'll just leave it at that.
Only on LasVegasSun.com. Obviously, I haven't been in, but I'm 40-33-5 picking every game.
Pretty good.
Not bad.
Pretty impressive.
Last week killed me, so... I was 3-10.
Oh, yeah, that was not good.
I mean, it wasn't awesome, but it wasn't horrible. Well, it was horrible, yes. Okay,
all right,
continue.
Well, let us jump into the games right now. Arizona and Minnesota. Minnesota laying 10 against Arizona. Where's Ryan? Because that'll tell us where you are.
Ryan is taking the points with the Cardinals.
So is Steve. That means you are against that.
I'm with Chrissy, though.
Woo!
Did I just spoiler pick? I'm sorry.
No. So Chrissy laying the 10, Case laying the 10. I actually agree. I'm not actually giving picks, but I think you guys are on the right side. I'll probably say that quite a bit. Chargers go to Cleveland. Cleveland, a rejuvenated Cleveland Browns franchise. They are managing to win games despite Baker Mayfield's struggles, except the game that he decided to turn the ball over 12 times and hand a game to the Raiders. Really, their only win so far this year was because Baker Mayfield does not know how to keep the ball in his hands when they're up 14 points. Side note, Raiders and Golden Knights, same record. Same record to start the year so
far.
Wow, fascinating.
So Las Vegas.
Stat of the day.
Las Vegas not doing well with their professional sports teams right now. But Chargers and Cleveland, basically a pick 'em here. So which side are you guys going with? Case, start with you, and that'll tell us where Ryan is.
I have no real feel for this game, but I went with the Chargers. I've been on the Browns so many weeks in a row now. You and I watched the end of the Raiders game together. I'm still piecing myself back together from that. I went Chargers, so of course that means that McKinnell is on the Browns.
So is Steve. Steve and Ryan on the same side. We'll see if it's 14 out of 14 like you guys. I doubt it. But so far they're on the same side. Chrissy, where are you going?
I'm with Case. I'm taking the Chargers.
Yeah, me too. So we go to Chicago and Miami. Chicago going on the road to the Dolphins, laying 3.5. I will just say right now, I find this number to be ridiculous. But where are you, Case?
Yeah, not a strong position here, but this number is ridiculous. A week ago, the look-ahead lines, Miami was a 1-point favorite. They didn't really play poorly in Cincinnati. They had some bad breaks, and all of a sudden they're 3.5. I don't care how many stars you have on defense. It's really hard to maintain a team driven by your defense. I got to take the Dolphins plus 3.5.
Yeah, I love that tie. Steve and Ryan both on the Bears.
Ugh.
Interestingly enough,
I'm also the Bears.
Wow. I think we'll see. I'll say right now, I'll give you a hint for those that are coming down to the Westgate on Sunday. Dolphins are in the running. The Dolphins are in the running to be the best bet of the week. We'll find out. Jets and... No, Steve has it out of order here. Not seeing what's going on. He flipped these around. So, Carolina and Washington is the next game in the rotation. Washington laying a point at home. There is a pick'em out there. But for us, it's one with Washington at home. And Steve Cofield goes with the Skins as a one-point home favorite.
Yeah, I'm on the Skins, too. Not a strong position, but I'm still skeptical of Carolina a little bit. And there's always a little bit of an overreaction when you have a island game like Monday night where everyone sees the Redskins get blown out. I don't think the Redskins are that bad. I lean towards Washington here.
Concerned with the stats we heard earlier about the Carolina rushing offense and the Washington rushing defense. Certainly concerned with Adrian Peterson's shoulder, how he can react. But I'm leaning Redskins in this spot, and that is where Steve is as well. Chrissy?
I'm taking the Panthers.
All right, there you go. Jets and Colts. Jets were my best bet last week. That one got home. We'll take it. Jets right now, though, a two-point favorite over the Colts. Jets at home. And as we said, it opened three, but real quickly got down below that. So the Colts getting two on the road here. And Steve Cofield will go with the home standing Jets. He actually laid 1.5 earlier today.
Of course, Steve went with the Jets, but yeah. I can't really say much. I went with the Jets as well. I like Frank Reich, and I'm looking for places to back the Colts, but I don't know. It's hard to deny all the numbers. The Jets have been more efficient on both sides of the ball, so less than a field goal. I think the Jets are the right side if you're forced to pick one.
I will say it's Andrew Luck against Sam Darnold. I know there's a lot of more players on the field. I'll take the plus points with Andrew Luck against Sam Darnold. Chrissy, where are you going?
I'm going the Jets. I think the Colts, it's a little rough patch. They've hit a rough patch. That's a nice way to say it, right?
Yeah. So Ryan's on the Colts?
Ryan is on the Colts, I believe.
If you're on the Jets, he's on the Colts.
Yeah, on the Colts.
There you go. Well, that is in that spot. Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, we talked quite a bit about this game. Cincinnati, a very short favorite. A ton of games, three or less, this week. And Cincinnati, a very short favorite over Pittsburgh. You said earlier you're at Pittsburgh, right?
Yeah, I love Pittsburgh here. I think Cincinnati, as RJ said, I totally agree with him. Their 4-1 record is very shoddy. I think they've outgained one opponent on a per-play basis, maybe two. They have not been as good as their record looks. I like Pittsburgh here.
And Ryan and Steve both on the Bengals. Chrissy?
No, Steelers. All the way.
You're riding with Case on this one.
I am.
Steelers in this one. All right, Tampa Bay, Atlanta. I'll tell you right now, I'll be on the over. There's zero question. I don't care how square it is. It is two of the worst defenses I've ever seen. Matt Ryan, Jameis Winston will both put up a lot of points, I believe. I'm at least playing fantasy that way, so hopefully it is correct. Atlanta laying just a field goal here against your beloved Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Case.
Yeah, a little bit tougher now that it's down to 3, but 3.5 earlier in the week, I certainly thought the Bucs were the right side there. I think Jameis Winston's being a little bit underestimated. The Bucs have such great receivers. We saw Fitzpatrick do it a couple weeks. Hate to break it to everyone, but Jameis Winston is better than Ryan Fitzpatrick right now. I lean the Buccaneers, but I agree with you. This could be a ton of points and could go either way.
There you go. And so that means that, Ryan and Steve are both on the Falcons?
I do not have Steve's, but yes, yeah. Ryan.
Well, I have the Falcons. I'm saying Steve's on the Falcons.
Okay, yeah, Ryan on the Falcons. He likes ATL big.
Oh, no. Wait, does he has descriptions?
This will be a shootout, and I like ATL big. Sorry, should I be reading this?
Maybe I should be in the under.
Maybe
I'm wrong if he's saying it's a shootout. Next one up is over in London across the pond, Oakland and Seattle. Seattle, a very short favorite, 2.5. There's threes popping up a little bit around town, but our Las Vegas Raiders heading on over to Oakland. Steve Cofield is on the Seahawks in this one.
I bet the Raiders at 3. I love the Raiders in the spot. My one hesitation is John Gruden. The Seahawks are taking this. They already moved. They already went to London, adjusted their time clock and everything. Gruden acts like that doesn't even exist.
They're going
Friday.
So
I'm worried from that. But I think there's something that's been overlooked is the Seahawks, even when they were in their, you know, dynasty years, always had a huge drop off when Earl Thomas was out. You didn't see it a lot last week. I thought that was the perfect storm. But I really think the Raiders passing game has been pretty strong the last few weeks. I love the Raiders here without Earl Thomas. And to give Ryan's comment, he puts LOL at Oakland.
Ugh.
My top pick of the week in my column, he laughed out loud at.
The Raiders are certainly also in the running to be my best bet this week. Texans and Bills, you are a Football Outsiders DVOA guy, right?
Correct.
How do they see the Bills as an offense? Have you seen?
By far the worst.
By
big gap.
Far.
Big gap.
By far the worst offense in the NFL. Somehow managed to find a way to win two ridiculously fluky games. They go to Houston here. I'll say this. I think Buffalo is atrocious on every single level you can possibly be. But why are the Houston Texans laying 10 points against anybody?
Yeah, it makes it a lot tougher at 10. When I wrote earlier in this week, it was still at 8. There's only a couple books that had it up with Deshaun Watson status out. And I picked Houston at 8 just because I was on Buffalo last week, and it was so painful to watch. They can't move the ball at all.
I think it's painful to watch them play, period.
Yeah, it's painful to watch Houston, though, too, because Bill O'Brien, I know we were giving Jason Garrett a hard time earlier, but Bill O'Brien was just as bad in that game.
Yeah.
So I would say neither side if I could. I'm going to go Houston just by the slightest of margins, which means Ryan likes Buffalo.
What did he say?
I keep X-ing out of it. Oh. Let's see that one. He actually might have left this game out. I said he didn't, so he was not on side this game. I said he picked 14 games around the different side of 14, but he missed this one.
Okay.
Like. Well, he just left it out.
He skipped this game. He just didn't want to deal with it, apparently.
Oh, my bad. O'Brien loses, he's gone. Oh, who knows? O'Brien loses, he's gone. I'm sorry. There we go.
Okay, fair. So that's why. So he. Okay, that's insane. The Bills, all you really need to know about them, first of all, they won a game last week in which they threw for 82 yards. They also had 4 minutes left. I don't know how many people watched this game. They had 4 minutes left and were trailing, and they went exclusively to the ground. They only ran the ball on that last drive to get the ball down the field to get in a field goal range, and with Chris Ivory, and he got there. I've never seen that in a football game before, ever. I've never witnessed that in a football game, except maybe Air Force. Like, that's it. And the Bills did that last week, so we'll continue to monitor them. Broncos and Rams. God, the Broncos stink, and the Rams are really good, but 7 on the road is a tough thing to ask. Steve, going with the home dog and the Broncos.
I went the Broncos, too. I won't be betting this game, but, you know, the way the Rams are built, they can't really endure a lot of injuries, and they have some injury clusters right now in different parts of the field, which is always an area where you want to look to fade a team, especially at an inflated line. Ryan, though, says love the Rams here. He'll even give Denver 10. So, there you go.
Can I get the 10?
Ryan likes Rams minus 10. I definitely like the Broncos at plus 10. I would bet it if it gets to 10. I don't think that's going to happen.
Chrissy?
I actually am with Ryan on this. I've got the Rams.
Minus 10?
So.
Minus 20.
Wow.
Jacksonville goes to Dallas. The Jags are a field goal favorite, although there are 3.5s popping up, which is a little bit surprising to me. Field goal favorite on the road against the Cowboys are the Jags, and the Cowboys don't have a very big home field advantage. Jaguars minus 3 is Steve's play.
Jaguars minus 3 is Ryan's play, and his comment is seriously question mark. Don't know what he's going with there. Okay. I will say there's a lot of talk about how bad Dallas's offense has been, but Jacksonville's offense hasn't been much better. I think getting more than a field goal at home, I would have to lean to Dallas.
Titans and Ravens. Ravens' pass defense is unbelievable. Marcus Mariota is unbelievably bad. That's going to be a tough matchup. They're going to have to try to get the job done on the ground. And the Titans are getting 2.5 at home. There's even a 3 popping up, but 2.5 here. Steve actually got Titans plus 3 earlier in the day. Where are you at?
it's just so uncanny. If you read Ryan's comments and read my column, they're just like 180 in every game. He says, Tennessee getting points at home, all caps. Yeah, I'll take the points, please. I, on the other hand, point out, we talked earlier with RJ Bell about how, you know, we can way overreact to close games. All of Tennessee's wins this year, they've benefited from a lot of luck, close games. The Ravens have the best point differential in the AFC. There's no way I'm taking the Titans against the Ravens. Not betting it for myself, but I am not. The Ravens are in a different class than the Titans.
And there you go. And then Sunday night football, Patriots and Chiefs. Patriots 3.5 at home. Not very often you see them laying this little in a home spot, but the Chiefs have been on fire. Where do you go?
Just this afternoon, I went out to the M for CG Technologies. They still have Patriots 3 on this game, minus 120. I think that's worth laying. I love the Patriots in this game. I think they should be bigger than a field goal favorite. I'm all over the Patriots. One of my favorite plays of the week.
What's Ryan's case for the Chiefs?
Pat Mahomes?
Reluctantly, period. This is the game of the week. I expect a big showdown. Brady lives for games like this. I actually think Brady wins by one or two and KC covers. Call it a premonition.
Okay, we
will. Call it a premonition!
I'm saying Patriots by a touchdown.
The Chiefs had some of those things we've talked about with Mahomes start popping up a little bit last week. A lot of the times when he's rolling left, tries to stop and throw back across his body, it's not going to work long term. I'm sorry, I think he is a pretty special player. But those things don't work long-term when teams have you scouted and know some of your tendencies. Started to run into a little bit of that last week. Good luck on the road against Belichick in this spot with some of that stuff. So Steve likes the Patriots as well here. And that will do it for the games. Make sure you are down at the Westgate Sunday morning. All of the games on big screens in the theater. Free to get in. Smoke-free environment. Food and drink specials. Satellite betting windows. Everything you need to make a Sunday enjoyable, it's there. Even me, I'll stay out of your way, but I'll be down there. Come on down to the Westgate. We're on 8 to 9, where you can get that best bet. 4-1 so far this year. We'll see if we can keep that going.
Stick around. Cofield and Company returns in minutes in the Findlay Toyota Studios.
The Vegas Golf and Craft Beer Festival returns October 12th and 13th to the Las Vegas Golf Center across from Town Square. Demo the latest clubs, get amazing deals on equipment and merchandise, sample some great craft beers, and get a free round of golf. Go to golffestshows.com for details.
Sign up today for a new William Hill Mobile Sports account and you can earn up to a $50 bonus. The William Hill Mobile Sports app allows you to bet on the go from any iPhone, iPad, or Android device from anywhere in Nevada. With the largest wagering menu, the mobile sports app features live in-play betting on football, baseball, basketball, hockey, soccer, and tennis. You can fund your mobile account at over 350 locations, including PT's, Sierra Gold, SG Bar, Sean Patrick's Pub, and 7-Elevens throughout Nevada. For more information, visit williamhill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
Look in that mirror right now. You like what you see? The scraggly beard, the ear and nose hair forest. Ugh, clean it up. Hit my joint, Swagger Men's Grooming. It's Steve Cofield. I get my haircut and beard trimmed at Swagger. You should too. The ladies of Swagger can take care of you. Haircuts, beard trims, face shaves, hair color, and waxing. I got the full service with the creams, the lotion, the works. Plus, they can clean up your schnoz and ears. Swagger Men's Grooming, Coronado Center and Eastern. Walk in and swagger out.
Hey, it's JT the Brick. I'm from New York. I know great pizza, Grimaldi's. The best pizza I ever had. It's perfect to satisfy those football Sunday cravings. Check it out, the world-famous Grimaldi's Pizzeria.
It's Cofield and Company's...
You want it? Check it out.
Grab bag.
Smells like fish in here.
Hey, don't touch that. That's nothing to play with, man.
On ESPN 1100, 100.9 FM.
Stick your hand in there, Dave.
All right, wrapping things up. Don't forget, the baseball game is over on Fox Sports 1340. When we're out of here in a couple minutes, you can tune in over there and listen to the baseball. Or stay here for some great programming in just a couple of minutes as well. The other day we saw the Warriors come to town here in Vegas. Case, are you a pro or con Kevin Durant guy? As a person, as a player, he's great. We know that.
I'll go pro.
I'm very pro. I love him.
Okay.
he took shots at Baker Mayfield the other day because Baker Mayfield, first of all, tweeted out before the game a picture of him planting the OU flag against Texas during his college days and saying, y'all know what day it is, can't stand them, one of my favorite picks, look at how sad they look going back up the tunnel, hashtag Texas sucks. And then Kevin Durant came back, mood, we back, hook 'em, OU sucks, and he posted a picture of Baker Mayfield dancing to some got him back. But he also, Kevin Durant did, went after a fan who had a college game day sign of Durant doing my next chapter in an OU shirt, which was kind of a funny sign.
That's a good one.
Durant was not happy with it. He went back after the fan as well. He does take things way too personally, but I still like him.
He owns it, though, usually at the end of the day, which is why I lean on the pro side.
Do you have a burner account?
I don't, but I should consider getting one.
You should get one. I want one. I should get one, but I just have too much fun with my own Twitter account. I don't know if it would be good to have that. Other thing I wanted to hit on real quick, and we skipped it earlier on. Melvin Gordon did an interview basically saying he hates LA, loves San Diego, kind of wishes they were back there. I think every player probably feels this way.
Absolutely. I had a great anecdote about him just wasting time in his Range Rover trying to get to games and practices.
Now, he came out and said it's Orange County that he hates, not LA, which I don't believe him because Orange County is actually fine. LA is what sucks, and especially the traffic. Carson, not great where they're playing. Like, own it. Like, I get it. You don't want people to not like you in your new home stadium, but you don't like it. It's fine.
I'm with him. I anyone that leaves San Diego, you know you're going to have some tough times.
That is true. That'll do it. Thanks to Case Kiefer for coming in. Thanks to RJ Bell, Chase and Treve, everyone that we had on the show today. Steve Cofield will be back later.
Pizza Rock invites you to Monday Night Football every week inside Green Valley Ranch Hotel Casino. Score great specials like $4 meatballs, $5 one-topping personal pizzas, and $4 on well, wine, and 32-ounce PBRs. Monday Night Football is at Pizza Rock inside Green Valley Ranch.
The Vegas Golf and Craft Beer Festival returns October 12th and 13th to the Las Vegas Golf Center across from Town Square. Demo the latest clubs, get amazing deals on equipment and merchandise, sample some great craft beers, and get a free round of golf. Go to golffestshows.com for details.
Are you experiencing pain and looking to avoid surgery or the use of narcotics? If your answer is yes, then it's time to contact Dr. Thomas Kuchera over at Crivetti Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Dr. Kuchera is double board certified in both anesthesiology and pain medicine and is committed to providing diagnosis and treatment plans for each of his patients' specific needs. He is wholly invested in the pursuit of non-narcotic based methods to alleviate pain, including physical therapy, nerve blocks, and steroid injections. Say goodbye to pain and visit CrivettiOrtho.com today.
Hey you, it's Steve Cofield. Don't you think it's time to pamper yourself? Your wife and girlfriend do it. Why shouldn't you? My spot is Swagger Men's Grooming. They have a cool shop over at Coronado Center and Eastern. Clean and comfortable with a man cave style TVs all over the place. Complimentary beer, wine, or water. You can walk in or book ahead. You can book ahead online. Swagger Men's Grooming is open 7 days a week with high-end haircuts. Plus, who doesn't love the hot towel shampoo and neck massage that's included with the haircut? It's Swagger Men's Grooming, Coronado Center and Eastern. Walk in and swagger out.
Attention, laptop or computer owners. Is your computer sluggish and slow? You might be one of the millions of Americans who are affected by unwanted pop-ups, spam, and computer errors. Don't let your online activities be tracked by unwanted third parties. Go to mycleanpc.com and find out what could be causing privacy risks and get rid of it. Our free computer diagnostic system takes seconds to download and install and will help you find out how to speed up your computer.
mycleanpc.com increases the speed of my computer from the very first day.
MyCleanPC.com totally cleaned up the pop-ups on my computer and increased my speed.
Get your free diagnosis at MyCleanPC.com and take the first step towards protecting your computer from prying eyes. Once you activate the software, MyCleanPC will perform regular checkups to keep your computer running fast and error-free. Get your free diagnosis at MyCleanPC.com to get started. Again, that's MyCleanPC.com.
MyCleanPC.com.
Don't miss the most rockin' motorcycle event of the year, Vegas Bike Fest, October 11th through the 14th at the downtown Las Vegas Event Center. Three concerts for $35, Puddle of Mud, Frog Hat, and local favorite, Her Story of Rock. A weekend full of everything motorcycle. Shopping, bike shows, contests, food trucks, Ink Mayhem Tattoo Convention, and more. Come out for the only biker party, Vegas style. Stop by Henderson Harley-Davidson to grab a free ticket or use promo code LVB527 and receive $10 off your registration.
Dan owed an unbelievable amount of money to the IRS.
I got behind on my taxes. It's a horrible feeling.
He was in denial.
And when I got those letters from the IRS, you wanted to act like they didn't exist.
Finally, Dan turned to Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients.
Optima got me a settlement with the IRS. These people are really people-friendly. It was every bit of a new lease on life for me.
The fast action and the great results made Dan head spin.
I felt like I was in a dream, but it's real, and I have paperwork to prove it. They got the job done, and life is good.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
If you're worried about what's going to happen with the IRS, stop worrying. Make the call now.
Call 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Animals need homes, and Friendly Ford and the Animal